Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. You ought to have been used to it by now, or you will soon be used to it. After receiving ministration from Turning Point, pray more on your own, as much as you can. Then rebroadcast it to your contact. Let what is blessing you bless those connected to you. Welcome also to Friday, day 28 in March. And in 3 days' time, this month will end. This month still owe you a lot, so many things. It shall be delivered, fully delivered, before the month is over. Before we do our crossover vigil on Monday, March 31 night. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Every month is loaded with treasuries, meant for individual person. Your March miracles yet to come shall soon arrive. Be highly expectant. Between now and end of the month, you will receive a major breaking news. Yes, breaking news. What people thought cannot get to you again this month, what you yourself doubted if it can ever come, shall still come. God is going to close this month for you with pleasant surprises. In Genesis 21 verse 6, Sarah said, God has made me laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. Wow! This month shall also be your testimony month. You shall laugh, and many people shall come and laugh with you. Join you in that laughter. I see a major celebration that calls for special Thanksgiving service. I see congratulatory messages flood your phone. Raise up that phone a bit where you are. You shall be overwhelmed with good news. Messages that will put smiles on your face. Information that will make you shout for joy. Unexpected happy breakthrough that will make you shed tears of joy. If you believe in the prophetic, say amen, I receive it. Where God's grace has put me today, the kind of exposure, acceptance, connection, influence, respect, status and fame no one in my family generation has ever attained to that level. Do this. Touch your forehead gently. I touch my own forehead here. I stretch my hands towards you, spiritually and prophetically. Receive that same grace. Receive that same anointing. Your own will even surpass and be greater. In Jesus' name. If you believe, it will happen. Say amen 3 times. So shall it be. In your life journey, you shall not be stranded. Who is this? Always experiencing bad dreams. You are delivered from dream attack. That evil arrow that hit you in dreams is hereby removed. You are set free. Say amen. February 28th celebrant, open your hands for your bad day prayers. You are blessed. Your bad day is blessed. You shall live the rest of your days in peace, in good health, and prosperity. You shall live to see your second, third, and fourth generation. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's hit the ground running. Listen, learn, and apply. First issue today. Daddy, each time I pay my full tithe in my church, for the rest of the month, I kept getting money requests from ministers in the church and church members too, that I should help them. Is it right to divide my tithe among two or more churches and pay, so I can hide my actual earnings? Thank you, sir, for all you do. Wow. I want to take time out to speak to fellow pastors like myself. This is disturbing. This is degrading. This is painful. It is immoral as well as ungodly. This must be a small, non-growing, and non-well-structured church with struggling members and ministers. If not, how does ministers and members get to know who paid tithe and what they paid? Tithing and giving, they are between individual tither and giver, and they are God. In our church and ministry, we don't know who tithe. We don't know who does not. We don't know what individuals give. It is between them and their God. This attitude could discourage the tithers and givers to stop giving. It could even send members away from such churches. Why should anyone monitor what I give and so mark me out to be soliciting for fund and help. Pastors, look up to God that called you. If you do your pastoral work well, if your grass is green and your people are blessed, they will voluntarily give to God and to you. Sir or ma'am, you don't have problem. Just keep being faithful to your God. And if they continue with this uncharitable attitude, then I will ask you to prayerfully relocate to a more mature church. I will not encourage that you stay where your income is monitored. It could even be dangerous for one's life. There are bad boys in church, you know. Tithing and giving are very, very private affairs between the tither and his or her God. Next, good evening, sir. The day you led us in Holy Ghost baptism was 18th March 2022. More anointing, sir. Oh, thank you. You are the second person to send that day to us. Next, good morning, Daddy, and great TPGF. I'll be 25 years old this year, and I wish to marry early in life. I have a stable job, and my businesses are running well. But the guys coming to me for marriage have been AS guys. I'm also an AS, and I have heard you taught on this many times that AS must not marry AS for the sake of the unborn children. Daddy, is there anything wrong with me? Or am I doing anything wrong that is making the right guy or the right man not to come to me? Please, I need your advice, Daddy, and I will really appreciate you treat this urgently because it is giving me a lot of concern. Wow, no. Not at all, my daughter. I don't think you are doing anything wrong, except you are otherwise convinced by the Holy Spirit in you. Be patient. Just be patient. Live right. Serve God. Be prayerful. Follow all our teachings on being a good wife material. Read my two books on marriage. Call for it and read them. Zip up the right God-ordained man with the right genotype for you, AA, will soon come. Engage in warfare prayers on this matter, as we have taught it here. What I say to one, I also say to others. All my daughters yet to marry, please do the same. God will give you his best. Next, good morning, Daddy. Thanks for your teachings and prayers. These are my questions. 1. Can a divorced woman remarry? 2. What's your take, sir, about traveling out of the country alone for greener pastures 6 months after getting married? 3. I made a vow out of ignorance to be paying my tithe in a particular church. Now, due to some reasons, I have left that church. Can I pay my tithe where I worship presently? Wow. 1. A divorcee can remarry, depending on the reasons surrounding the divorcement. Yes, God hates divorce, we know. But the truth and the reality is that many people married blindly in ignorance and in total disregard to all godly principles of choosing the right married partner. Many so-called marriages have gone beyond repair. Irreconcilable differences. They are just not meant for each other. Many have even taken each other's lives as society and some churches try to force them together. My final take on this is that it is not an issue that can be fully discussed online. Church leaders or elders must sit down and see to the merit and demerit in that particular issue, the whether separation or divorcement is what is required or not. 2. Traveling abroad, leaving one spouse behind after 6 months of marriage is a no-no to me. Newlywed couples need time to live and bond with each other. Marriage is for companionship, togetherness, emotional satisfaction, and for procreation. So if you married in 6 months and you are separated, how can marriage purpose be fulfilled? God's word says, what God has joined together, let not seeking for greener grass turn asunder. Nothing is wrong traveling abroad. Nothing is wrong relocating. Nothing is wrong with japa. I no longer ask people not to japa, but if you must travel or relocate or japa, do it together, husband and wife and family together. Finally, Tithing is not a vow matter. Why are you vowing on tithe? Tithe is commanded. So pay your tithe where you are. Wow. We are completely run out of time today. We will continue from here tomorrow. Are you blessed? Please rebroadcast it to your contact. Do so daily. There will be no live broadcast tonight as I'm conducting a crusade that is running late into the evening. Please pardon me. We shall have live broadcast next Monday. From 10 a.m. this morning, palliative shall be given out in Dominion City Center, Ibadan. For those who have already collected their tickets, if we have already been given tickets in Ibadan, please come to collect the food items today. It was very peaceful last Saturday when tickets were given out. I believe it will be peaceful today. We do it through ticketing method to avoid overcrowding and stampede. We will record media people who put it on video and send it to all of us later. Once again, I thank God for donors of the seed. I thank God for sowers to the welfare account that has enabled us to do this. It is an ongoing project as we have only realized about half the budget. Let's keep the donation on. Let's keep giving on. Same account, welfare account. Our turning point, a welfare account in Zenith Bank, account number 101-7238-378. The name is Turning Point Welfare Account. Tomorrow is our communion service online. Get your communion element ready today. Monday, March 31 is the monthly crossover vigil from 11:50 p.m. to 12:20 a.m., only 30 minutes into April 1. It comprises of thanksgiving, prayers, and sacrifice. Get ready. Write it down somewhere not to forget. Crossover vigil from March to April under power and high anointing. Month is ending. So if you are a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, battle thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 3333 we are sowing this month, and now the welfare seed for palliative, do as God leads in your heart. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you shall do well. This will be a special weekend in your life. All that we have prophesied to your life shall become the realities. You will have testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer, truly blessed. Bye.